The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, friends, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. We call this the hump day edition of the podcast for Atlanta folks and Georgia folks that I know you guys care about the most. And if you would, please prove how much you care about it by subscribing or following the podcast. Wherever it is, you get your favorite pods. This will be waiting for you each and every day, somewhere around 10 a.m., depending on technology. We have a lot of ground to cover today, including a Braves victory last night in Milwaukee. The dreaded Trey Luka trade is back on the tippy tongues of sports commentators, and we'll talk about that. Plus, a former Atlanta Hawk who was dealing with something he wasn't prepared for today. But I will start by thanking our great supporters at the Daily Draft. If you would, too, support the great folks who keep this podcast up and running, our friends at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock, Sean Daly and his great crew. Easy to find downtown Woodstock on Main Street, right in the heart of all the fun there in downtown Woodstock. It's a multi-level sports bar experience that now we've incorporated a great night, a giveaway that we'll be telling you about more, where we're going to give you dinner at the Daily Draft, and then we're going to hook you up with a couple of tickets to see a Braves game. So it's dinner and a ball game all wrapped into one. Again, we'll have more details than that here on the pod, and you can find out more there in person at the Daily Draft or on their website at thedailydraft.net. Also, you can keep updated with all the goings-on their social channels by following at the Daily Draft. But what you'll see, a chef-inspired menu, a craft beer bar on site, self-serve taps, as I said, multi-level views of all the games you want to watch, one of the biggest movie-sized screens in Atlanta with a front-row seat, just steps in front of that. It's the perfect sports bar experience that is deemed the ultimate sports bar experience. Find out more on their website at thedailydraft.net. When you pop in, tell them you heard Matt and the folks at the Daily Draft, at the Daily 10, talking about the Daily Draft. So let's start with the Braves' victory over the Brewers last night, 3-0, and it was a much-needed win for the Braves. Another good starting pitching effort. Tucker Davidson got the call up the day before, pitched his tail off last night to get his first major league win. He went 5 innings, didn't allow a run, gave up 3 hits. He did walk 3, but struck out 3. And when he had to make some pitches, he really did, getting himself out of a couple of jams, including a bases loaded situation, which was critical. The way the Braves' bats are going, you just kind of got the sense you can't fall behind right now by a run or two, gosh forbid 3, the way it seems that the bats are kind of gripping at this very moment. So Tucker did a really good job. Braves starting pitchers now over the last 4 games, that's Tucker Davidson, Ian Anderson, Kyle Wright, and Charlie Morton, have combined to pitch 23 and a third innings. They've given up just 12 hits over that time, just 3 earned runs, 24 strikeouts, and 8 walks. You can't ask much more out of your starting rotation. Then the bullpen did its typical good work, covering 4 scoreless innings. Colin McHugh covered an inning and 2/3. A.J. Minter got through an inning. Will Smith came in to get the Braves out of a jam where he got out of a bases-loaded situation with a little help from Austin Riley, who made a great pick at third base to keep the Brewers off the board. Then Kenley Jansen pitched another drama-free 9th inning, a couple of strikeouts for his 9th save of the season. Kenley's just been nails all season long. So the Braves' offense, it still wasn't very good, but they did cut down on their strikeouts. Last 2 games before yesterday, remember, it was 16 strikeouts each. Yesterday, it was just 8 Ks, so putting the ball in play more certainly does matter. And while they missed a couple of scoring opportunities, they did enough to win comfortably because the pitching was so good. The return of Ronald Acuna was key. Acuna started the game with an infield hit. We'll talk about his entire game in a moment, but the Braves scored on an Acuna ground ball that got under the third baseman's glove for Milwaukee, and you wonder if Acuna's speed maybe factored in with Mike Brousseau, the third baseman of the Brewers, rushing and kind of coming up a little bit early on the ball. Acuña for the entire game was on base four times. After missing five games, you just got one nine-inning glimpse of what he means to this lineup. He had one base hit, the infield hit. He had two walks, and he reached base on the error that I mentioned. So on base four times, had a stolen base, had a run scored. He did a little bit of everything in the DH spot for the Braves. The other offense came from Marcell Ozuna, who was so overdue to come up with a big moment. Now, he did have the two-run homer, don't get me wrong, on Saturday against the Padres that tied the game. But to give the Braves a three-run cushion when he did in the eighth, which I thought was a good at-bat, too, from Ozuna, is hopefully a sign that he's going to kind of get things going. So the Braves led 3-0 at that point, even with some missed scoring opportunities. One was including Marcell Ozuna in the first inning when the Braves had runners at second and third with one out, and he struck out. In the fifth inning, the Braves did get their run off the air, but Matt Olson hit into an inning-ending double play with runners at first and third and one out. So just those little things that you're glad didn't come back to bite the Braves. They could have if the pitching again wasn't so good. So Braves got a win. They needed it, even up the series with the Brewers, and it sets up a rubber match today with the Braves and the Brewers at 110 in Milwaukee. The pitching matchup, you really couldn't ask for much more. Max Fried, Corbin Burns, kind of what you would expect out of a playoff type scenario if these two teams were to meet. Max Fried comes in at 4-2 with a 3.14 ERA. 41 strikeouts on the season, just four walks for Fried. His whip is at 0.98. Then you've got Corbin Burns, who's 1-2, but a 1.77 ERA with a ridiculous 57 strikeouts and only eight walks. His whip is, again, 0.79. There aren't a ton of base runners. If you have a scoring opportunity, you better take advantage of it. If things go the way you think it might, this would be a 2-hour and 25-minute game that is another low scorer, the way the first two games of this series have been between the Braves and the Brewers. After the Braves lead Milwaukee, they will enjoy a day off and then head to Florida to face the Miami Marlins for three. All right, let's shift gears. I want to talk about Trae Young and Luka Doncic because, well, I mean, we have to. Like last year at this time, it was Trae Young making the NBA world a believer about his game when he took the Hawks to the Eastern Conference Finals. And when we live in the moment, because we're all prisoners of the moment, even if we had tried to fight it a year ago, was maybe the Hawks won the trade. Look what Trae's doing, and Luka can't get along with teammates, and another coach is going to be changed. All those things were written in Dallas while people were throwing bouquets at Trae Young. Fast forward a year, and Trae Young was eliminated with the Hawks in the first round of the playoffs. He had an awful series against the Heat, and now Luka has put the Mavericks on his back and taken them to a Western Conference Finals. I know my boring, nuanced opinion on this is not going to be the same headline grabber as I would take Luka or I would take Trae. The trade has worked out beautifully for both teams. And again, that's a boring opinion. You got to pick a winner in a trade. But frankly, it has been. It's been a big win. The Hawks were in an Eastern Finals in Trae Young's, third season? They made a push winning a Game 7 in Philadelphia on the road. In the Eastern Finals, remember, Trae was having himself a huge series. He scored 48 points in Game 1, had 11 assists in that road one or that Game 1 victory on the road against the Bucks. Game 3 back in Atlanta, Trae had 32 points late in the third quarter before landing on a referee's foot in a game the Hawks would go on to lose, but he ended up with 35 in that game. So we don't exactly know how it would have gone, but Trae did everything and more in that playoff run that you could ever ask from a young player, and Luka is doing the same. Luka's carrying the Mavs. He's averaging in the 30-point range, the double-digit assists, the rebounds, everything that Luka has shown you in the regular season, he's now doing in the postseason. And he's doing it with a cast of characters that are just not going to get headlines. Guys like Jalen Brunson, Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock. It feels like an unfair fight with what the Mavericks are about to do, facing a Golden State team that looks loaded again with a healthy Steph and a healthy Klay to go along with Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins and Draymond. If Luka can drag this Mavericks team past the Warriors, it'll surpass what Trae did getting the Hawks to the Eastern Finals and move into sort of LeBron territory. Remember LeBron early in his career carrying just kind of a below average Cleveland team to an NBA Finals in a season that would end with a sweep at the hands of the San Antonio Spurs. But regardless, Trey and Luka have both been great. Both are superstars. I think Trey's going to be all NBA this season. Luka's already been all NBA. They've both now been in a conference finals at the young age of, what, both 23? There's not much more you could ask out of either guy. The only difference is it's going to be in the roster building around both guys. I think it's going to be a little more difficult for the Hawks to build the exact right roster around Trey because of his size, and that's important with a lack of defense. Luka's size makes it harder to take him away in a series. Golden State's a good defensive team, but Luka will still get his. You saw with a really good Miami defense, their goal was simple. We're not going to let Trae Young beat us. Everybody else have at it. Bogey, you can have your big game. If John Collins was healthy, maybe he would have had a game. Whoever, DeAndre had his big game in the elimination game five. But for the Mavericks, it's harder to take Luka away because, again, he can get where he wants to get with his body size, which might be the long-term difference that we'll watch between the two. One more former Hawk I wanted to mention here for a moment. Last night, the Heat beat the Celtics in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, and Al Horford wasn't available to play for the Celtics. Al has just had himself a phenomenal postseason, but he has now entered the health and safety protocols in the league for the third time this season. He entered in October, again in December, and now he's there in the playoffs. And I don't know Al's full story. What I read is the belief is he is vaccinated. And if he is, he's done everything the league has asked him to do. I just continue to ask the question of what are we still doing? Like, are we going to do this till the end of time? Because COVID is not going anywhere. But what we've seen through this all is if you do the right things, if you think vaccination's important to you, the league said it was to them, he got vaccinated. Al Horford, if he's healthy enough to play, we got to get to a point where we're allowing these guys to play. If Al had come into the locker room yesterday with flu-like symptoms or, gosh forbid, a bad flu, he would have been allowed to play. The way Michael Jordan had one of the most famous NBA games of all time, the flu game. I don't know where the end of the line is on this stuff. If he's vaccinated and the league asked him to be vaxxed, there's nothing else he can do. I think you got to let guys play, even if they're under the weather. And I know that might sound reckless, but there's got to be a finish line somewhere in this for something that's not going away. Kind of caught me off guard when I saw that yesterday. It was a big deal for the Celtics not to have Horford in that game one loss. All right, if you guys would, you can hit the follow button or subscribe to the pod wherever it is you get your favorite podcast. This will be waiting for you each and every day, again, somewhere around 10 a.m., depending on technology. I will be on the radio this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. We're back again tomorrow here for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.